All right, so the steer is, we're doing a Rechaim on Hilchos Yantif. Similar Rechaim on Hilchos Yantif. So, it's on Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph. So, he says that by Erev Tefillin, they give Masna, right? And then later in Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, that's only when the Makash appears. But now, he says, "Afichani Omer Sheim Arvadim Masna Bizman Hazeh." Okay, so you can't be Masna. That's in Halacha Yedal. So in Halacha Tetzvav, he says, "Afichani Omer Sheim Arvadim Masna Bizman Hazeh Loi V'Tafshinu Loi V'Chatzeres." Okay, the Loi Shtuf Mavus Vein Amaisa Tevel Al Tnai. Now I call Me'er Yom Tovah. Can't do that trick anymore. Okay. So it's in Perek Avraham Lachavdal. Shnei Yom Tov Me'elishav Golius Shtei Kedushas. Ve'enan Ki Yom Echad. Lefichach. Rov Asher Mutzah B'Yom Tov Rishon O Shanola B'Yom Tov Rishon Em Heichan Asol Hashenei Reizem Mutter. Ketzad Beitz Shanola B'Rishon Tachol B'Shem. Chayav O Shanei Tzudu B'Rishon Yeyachlo B'Shem. Double of the Kakash and Ekabrishan, Yehobashin. Okay. Yeah, so basically, in other words, Noah Bazem, Mataras Bazem. So the steam around is, and over there he doesn't say that that was only in the Kakash of Pierre. So you see, it's clear, that's the way it is with Manazet. So it's a tie to the sign. See, what's the difference between Nai and between what? And between Beitza Shinol de Bazaar, Materis Bazaar. Okay? So Reb Chaim has two approaches, basically. Okay? Alright. The first approach, now Reb Chaim is saying it like this. You can't say, once you have Kriya Diyacha, no intelligent person will say on the first day that it's a Suffolk under any framework. You can't. Because it is Yom Tov Vada. Okay? That's the end of that. Okay. Now, he says, on the second day, however, on the second day, which tells you to keep Sveiko the Yom Amid Rabbanon, so the second day is Mitzaref the first day. On the second day, it's Mitzaref the first day now to an institution of Sveiko the Yom. It uses the first day, the second day uses the first day as a Sveika Dioma that maybe yesterday was not Yantif. Do you follow? But on the first day, it's Vada Yantif. Because no intelligent person who has a calendar will say that it's not Yantif. Do you follow? So what Reb Chaim is saying is, how could they have done, he's explaining how they could have maintained Sveika Dioma with the Kviya Diyacha. That's a big problem that requires some kind of explanation. So Reb Chaim says is, now you have to understand it this way now, that once you're Kfiyah D'Yarcha, so now you know definitely Thursday is Yantif. And there's no suffix about it whatsoever. On Friday, which is the Drabbanan day, now the institution of Sveik and Yama comes into existence. Which means that now on Friday, I say maybe yesterday wasn't Yantif. Okay? But I can't say that on yesterday. Correct? Okay? You probably can't say it on yesterday, because yesterday is definitely Yantif. Right? Only on Friday, now the Mafreya, I can utilize Midrabbanan, and I can say the first day was not Yantif. Okay? Because that's the concept of Sveika D'Yoma. Because I'm introducing now, it's not like the original Sveika D'Yoma. The original Sveika D'Yoma was a real suffix. Each day I didn't know which way it was. But now you're instituting a drabbanan of Sveika D'Yoma. How can you do it? We know the calendar. It's definitely Vaday. So he says, you're right. You can't do it on the first day. You can only do it on the second day now. There's nothing stopping you from doing it on the second day. On the second day, you say, maybe today's Yontif, which means yesterday was Chol, and maybe yesterday was Yontif, and today is Chol. That's perfectly legitimate to say it on the second day. Okay?
Well, why don't you say yesterday was Vaday?
You see, now you have the framework of the body. You can't have coexisting in the first day two frameworks. That's nonsensical. You can't say on the first day it's Sveika Diyoma and it's a Dereisa. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. What do you mean? Is it Yantav Midereisa? That's the end of the picture. That's it. It has to have one identity. Okay? You can't say it's Yantav Midereisa and you know what? It's also a Sufik Yantav Midereisa. That's insanity. Can't say such a thing. So therefore, it's not chal. It won't be chal. You can't be chal. It's a derisa. There's one reality. So on the first day, it's definitely Thursday is 100% yantif. Okay. So how does sveikah derabanan come in? Sveikah derisa and derabanan come in. On the second day, it's legitimate to say that. On the second day, you have a right to say. And now the chachamim said today that it's a sveikah. Diyoma of Yantar, which means that now on the second day they say maybe yesterday was Yantar. I said, well, maybe it's the Raisa. Yeah, but now that you can't say on the day itself, you can't say that because the day itself is Yantar the Raisa. But on the day that's not Yantar, you can say that the Chacham is saying now consider it as if it wasn't Yantar yesterday. So the whole Sveika Diyoma institution becomes relegated to Friday. Right? And it only exists on Friday.
And just the suffix on Friday brings in Thursday?
Wait, so the suffix on Friday brings in Thursday. That's correct. Friday. On Friday, the Rabbanan say, make believe yesterday wasn't Yantar.
Right.
That the Chacham can do. Yeah. And they say, make believe today is Yantar. Okay? So the whole Sveik of the Yoma doesn't come into the picture until Friday. Okay?
Is that because you don't have to define?
So now there's an answer to problems. You have two problems. One problem is what? It's Nolad. And the other problem is what?
It's not.
Okay. So let's take Nolad. Okay. So Nolad is a problem that arises when?
On the second day.
So on the second day, what do I say? I say maybe yesterday was Yantif and today is Chol. And maybe today is Yantif and yesterday was Chol. Because that's the whole concept that I say on the second day, right? So is it mutadid or not? 100%. Right? Okay. Now let's take the Eftel Shema Otman. Okay. So I'm on Thursday, and I want to make a time. What do I say?
You can't.
It's not possible. It's not possible.
It's why
because the whole Sveika Diyoma doesn't exist on Yom Tov Rishon. It doesn't exist in Yom Tov. There's no Sveika Diyoma. What are you talking about? It's total nonsense. Okay? So you can't do it.
Why can't you just make it?
Exactly. Once you say on Thursday that today, well, you know it's a Vadai, now you can't have a coexisting suffix. That's nonsense. That Midrabbanan is, you know, what's today? Yom Tov Midraisa and Midrabbanan is a suffix. It's crazy. There's no such thing. There's no chalos like that. Can't be such thing. So the whole concept is non-existent. Okay, so it's not possible to initiate an Erev Tov Shel Misafek. Okay, it's clear as a bell. In other words, this doesn't mean that you can't say that by Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos that you have to be choshesh on Shmini Atzeres. That's not Shmini Atzeres and it's Yom Shmini Shel Sukkos. The Rabbana. That doesn't mean that. What it means is you can't say in the same sofek, you can't say that it's vadai midaraisa, and now I don't know if it's the same yantif midarabbanan. You follow? That's not possible. But we have two different systems. You can say that the chacham is like this. On the one system, it's shmini atzeres, but you have to be nitzer for another system. You understand? Right. That's two different systems, but in the same system, it's nonsensical.
One suffix. You can't say you know.
Yeah.
You
can't say you know. You don't know. You can't say I know for sure. I know for sure it's Yom Tov Rishon. But I want to say maybe it's Yom Tov Rishon. That's not possible.
Right. Maybe
you know? You can't say. But in Sukkos, you're saying you don't know whether it's which day it is. Okay. You can't. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now what he says like this. What he says like this. He says. Naturally, says, but he wants to say, forget about why, he wants to say that the real reason why the Rambam old Snai doesn't help is not because of the fact that the first day is Yom Tov Midaraisa. That's this whole thing over here. But because of the fact that Sveika Diyoma Bizman Hazeh, I guess he senses the Rambam is saying that. that it's because of the fact that Sveika Diyoma Bizman Hazeh is really a different Sveika Diyoma than it was originally. Okay? Because it's a Sveika Diyoma Machmas Niyor. Okay? So, and a Sveika, he says, in other words, you can answer the Rambam the way he explained it until now, but he says you could say that the Rambam isn't basing his change, Bizman Hazeh, on this fact that you have Kriya D'Yarcho and the first day is Yom Tov D'Oraisa, and that is a different setup between the Yom Tov D'Oraisa and the Yom Tov D'Rabban that follows it. That's not what you have to say. You could say the reason is, it would seem that the Rambam saying the reason is intrinsic in the concept of Bizman Hazeh Sveika D'Yoma. Okay, that the concept of Bizman Hazeh Sveika D'Yoma is different than it was originally. Okay. And why is that? The reason is like this. Because originally you didn't know which day it was, right? So therefore, Tanai was a legitimate institution. Because you say, I don't know what day today is. If it's this, so then that. And if it's that, so then this, okay? So that's where the institution of Tanai can play a role where you don't know, okay? However, where you have a din where you do know, but now it's just a nihug of Sofek, right? So the institution of Tanai simply can't exist. There is no Tanai anymore. You know what I mean? Tanai means where I say, Tanai means it's conditional. It has to be conditional on the fact that reality is either this way or it's that way. But where there's no conditional reality here, I mean, we know what reality is 100%. But it's just a nihug that we have, that you know a Sveika Diyoma, okay? So the whole concept of Tanai doesn't make any sense. Right?
Because it's no suffix. It's a nihug.
You're being nohig both days. It's a nihug of suffix. There's a nihug of each day as if it's a Sveika Diyoma. Okay? So Tanai, you simply can't introduce Tanai. Because the Tanai can't get started. It has no makom chalos. Because there is no real suffix anymore. It's a nihug of suffix. Okay? So a nihug of suffix is different than a real suffix. A real suffix is a suffix in reality.
So then I can make
a kinyan. I can say, for instance, could a person make a kinyan to somebody that make a kinyan today with somebody on a Tanai that is not yantif? I mean, you can't do that. You can't do the Bizman Hazeh. You know, you could have done it then because maybe it wasn't. But Bizman Hazeh, there's no reality to it now. Because it's Vaday. We know which day is Yontif, and the Nihug is a Nihug of Vaday. We know it's the halacha is to be Nohig and treated as if it's a Sveika Diyoma with all the halachas. Okay? So there, Tanai plays no role. Okay? It's simply reduced to a niyug of 2 days have a niyug of suffolk. You have 2 days now, and these 2 days, you know, there's a niyug of suffolk in the 2 days. But it's a vaday thing. It's not machmas. There's no real question of reality.
Tanai is based on a real suffolk.
And Tanai is based on a suffolk in reality. It's not a trick.
Right. Okay. Here we're knowing suffolk, so meaning we're knowing halach.
It's a halach. It's a halachic niyug.
You don't
have
to get started with
the other reason.
Right.
So he says, okay.
So Noah should be also.
That's right. So Noah should be also. That's his question. So Noah should be also in the second name. Beautiful. Right. That's exactly his question. Okay. So Reb Chaim says, Reb Chaim always tries to get down to what he feels is the true idea. You know what I mean? So he could have answered the Rambam beautifully the first time, but he says, but apparently he felt that the Rambam is saying that the reason why it's not so is not because the first day is the Raisa and what I said before, but because the whole institution of Sveika Diyoma is only a Niyug now. It's been reduced to a Niyug. So if it's reduced to a Niyug, so Beis HaShinol de Bozeh should be Asura Bozeh. Mm-hmm. Because you have no Suffolk anymore. There's no real Suffolk anymore. Okay? What?
So the second day is really
Avada D'Rabbanan. Both days are Avada
D'Rabbanan?
Right. Second day. Second day is Avada D'Rabbanan. Second day is Avada D'Rabbanan? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's his question. So he answers that in the last paragraph. Ochein dvarim, I mean, something, no one's not, it's all one paragraph. Ochein near the dvarim, that's around Mesiashim b'chol gavim. You see? And here's where he explains it, he explains the concept. Okay? And this is his final formulation of Yom Tov Sheni Midrabanan. Okay?
Right. The Erev Tavshilin is no good still.
Each week,
another way, yeah.
Erev Tavshilin is no good still, because each day is a Vaday. So you can't do the Erev Tavshilin, but no one, it's good.
In other words, like this, he's saying it's Vaday Nihug, there's a Vaday Nihug of Shnei Yom and Mesafik. Forget about the Kfiri Yachri, the fact that there's it's a Vaday Nihug of Shnei Yom and Mesafik. Okay? So now Tanai is out. But why don't I say that Beit Shenold is out also? Because I can't say anymore if yesterday was Chol, today is Mutter, and if yesterday was today is Chol, because there's a Vaday Nihug, so that won't work, right? So the answer is, because what is the nature of a Vaday Nihug? A Vaday Nihug of Sveika Dioma has to be defined, okay? And the answer is, you can't really find a nihilus fake idioma, just treat each day like a suffix. It has to have some kind of a realistic meaning to it. He says, what is the meaning? The meaning is that when I'm in one day, I'm saying this is yontif and the other day isn't. And the nihug in the second day is that be noeg the second day and consider the first day chol. You see? So therefore he says, within that, that's what nihug shnei yom misuffik means. It has to have a meaning. You know, what you just think, your mind's very blurry, you know. It's a nihug of shnei yom misaf. Okay, so now I can't say any more beitzah shnei yom misaf. Why? Because I can't say any more if it was. Because there's one nihug shnei yom misaf. But he says, that is like looking at it like a blur. You know what I mean? He says, but when you define what that means, nihug shnei yom misaf, logically, what it means is that you have these 2 days. The first of the two you treat the first one like it's yontif and the next one chol, and the second of the two you treat the second one as if it's yontif and the first one's chol. That's the nature of the nihug. Okay, so therefore beitzah shenolda bazeh is always going to be materis bazeh, because on the second day I treat the second day as if it's yontif and the first day was chol, so therefore it's mutter, right? So therefore it's 100% mutter. So, and on the first day, I treat the first day as if it's yontif, and the second day is chol. Okay. So, beitzah shenolda bazeh is going to be muteris bazeh because of the nature of the nihug. But tanai is not possible because tanai is that you assume tanai is based on the fact that there is an unknown, and there is no unknown because together you're going to treat each one as if it's yontif to the exclusion of the other. Okay, so you could never say if today is yontif or if today is not yontif, because we know the fact is you have these 2 days that are related to each other in a definite way that when one is in, the other's out. That's the nature of the relationship. But the 2 days together are an entity, so you can't say a t'nai, because a t'nai is only when you don't have 2 days together. A t'nai is only where you have 1 day, but I don't know which day it is. That's the concept of t'nai. But we have 2 days together that are related in a way that one is on and one is off, and one is off and one is on, you see? So then there's an entity of them, both of them together, right? That's going to exclude t'nai, okay? But insofar as the nature of their togetherness, the nature of their togetherness is such that when the first one's on, the second one's off, and vice versa.
Right.
That's the nature of their relationship, how they coexist. They coexist as one thing.
It's totally
they
different coexist than together. What used to be.
But that's a totally
They didn't really coexist. It used to
that's
be
right.
Maybe this
that's
is
correct.
Not
correct.
Yontif.
That's correct.
Maybe that is
that's
not. Right.
That's correct.
Today's yontif, tomorrow's not.
That's
next
right.
day, today's
now,
yontif,
not. 2 days have to... Before, there was only one reality, and
you
I didn't
know
which the reality is. Now, when you introduce Neil, you're not saying that anymore. You're saying that the 2 days are a reality. Okay, the reality is the 2 days, and that there are 2 days now that have a certain they're related to each other in a certain way. What's the way? That when the first one's on, the second one's off, and the second one's on, the first one's off. Okay, so that's the nature of the relationship of the relationship between these 2 days. They're related in that in that manner. So then Beitz Shinolda Bazeh is always going to be Mataris Bazeh. Okay? Tanai can't work. Because Tanai can't work when since they're both together a halachic phenomenon, there's no concept of Tanai. You can't say if, because there's no question about the reality.
Sorry, what happened?
Okay. Let's put it this way. What Chaim shows is that you have two days that are related as one entity in a mutually exclusive relationship. That's what I'm saying.
That's all.
Okay. In other words, in his final analysis, he doesn't have to come on to the exclusion of Tanai because of the fact that it's definitely Yom Tov Menoraisa, but even because of the intrinsic nature of Sfeikat Yoma itself, that itself precludes Tanai because the two days are Vaday entity. That's what he says. Okay. That's what he added in his second interpretation.
What?
All right. So basically, it should be clear. The Rav Chaim. So in the first paragraph in Vanira Lomar, so over there the suffix is in the Chalos. He's learning of Yom Tov Sheni. So the first day is a Vaday. Second day is a suffix in Chalos. Okay? Right? So that's the idea in the first one. So therefore, on the first day, you can't make it tonight. Because there's no suffix. It's Yom Tov Rishon Midaraisa. Okay? So that knocks out tonight. Now, Le'inyin, Beitz HaShinolda Bazeh is Mataris Bazeh, so that's a second day Asik, right? And the second day is Mitzurif to the first day in the sense of Safak Chalos, correct? Okay? So the first day is a Vaday Yom Tov Reis, and the second day, Rabbanan, is a Safak Chalos. Safak Chalos, whether it was yesterday or whether it's today. So since the second day is a Suffolk Chalos, so Beitz HaShinolda Bazeh is going to be Mutaris Bazeh. Okay? Because the only way Beitz HaShinolda Bazeh is Asur Bazeh is if it's one continuum of Isser. Right? One continuum of Yom Tov. But it's not a continuum because it's on the second day saying, maybe today's Chol. Correct? Or maybe today's Yom Tov and maybe yesterday was Chol. So it's an intrinsic suffix in chalos. So since it's an intrinsic suffix in chalos, Beitz HaShinolda is a Mataris Bazeh. But asno is not possible, because asno is asno on what the chalos is. And that asno has to be on the first day. And you can't have asno on the first day, because the first day there's no suffix. It's Vada Yom Tov Rishon Midaraisa. Okay, the whole suffix on the first day, he doesn't come in existence until the second day. You see, the second day is Mitzurif to the first day as a matter of Suffolk. But on the first day, there's no Suffolk. It's Vada Yom Tov Rishon Midaraisa. There's no question. So therefore, Asno is not possible. Asno is, what is the day? If today is this, it's a question of Chalos. Asno is a question of Chalos. That's the nature of Asno. Okay? That's the first paragraph. Okay? Yeah, the second paragraph is, Chaim wanted to go further. I want to say, if that's the case, though, he says, then the second day intrinsically lends itself to us now. Right? The only thing is, it's not going to do any good because you didn't have anything the first day. Okay? So, correct? Okay, he says, but if you want to say in the Rambam, what prompts him? It's not clear, right? He wants to say it. That the Rambam holds that the second day intrinsically does not lend itself to Asna. Okay? And maybe you'll say, Pshat in the Rambam is not that the first day doesn't lend itself to Asna, but the second day also intrinsically doesn't lend itself to Asna. Okay? So he says that, but if you're going to say that, so then you're going to say that both days are not Sveikos and Chalos, right? But both days are Vaday Niyuk Sofik. Okay, it's a Niyuk Sofik, but it's not. Niyuk Sofik is in the Niyuk, not in the Chalos. It's not a Sofik in the Chalos. The Chalos is definitely a Yom Tov Rabbanan. What's the nature of Yom Tov Rabbanan? The nature of Rabbanan is you know it means suffix. Okay, as the character of suffix. Okay? But there's no suffix in chalos. It's not a question of what day it is, like it was at one time. That's not a question anymore, because that's gone. So it's a vaday. We know it is. It's Yom Tov Sheni. It's vaday. It's not a question of if it was anything chal. It's chal. But the niyug is a niyug of suffix. Okay? So if that's the case, so then Beit Shnol Dabazah should be Asur Bazah. Because it's one niyug through the Shnei Yomim. Right? Okay. And that's where I'm just following his order. So that's when he pulls out the Ravid. Because the Ravid says that, Ravid's argument is that Bizmanazah. Yeah. And so basically the way we're interpreting the Ravid is like this, and that's why it brings down the Magen Mishnah. Because what the Ravid seems to agree, and that's why you need that addition from the Magen Mishnah. Because the Ravid agrees that the Rambam's problem is because the first day is Vaday Deraisa. But the Ravid gets around it by saying that on the second day, when you make the Tanai on the second day, what the Ravid means is on the second day of Bizmanazah, you can definitely, because it's just a halacha mid Rabbanan of Niyuk Suffolk, to treat it like it's a Suffolk Halos. So he says, so certainly it could be Masna on the second day. And certainly on the first day you could say that if tomorrow is whole. Because now it's even easier. It's only Niyuk Rabbanan of Suffolk. Okay? But the question on the Ravid is, how does Ravid get around the Rambam's question that on the first day it can't be Masna because it's not a Suffolk Halos? So that's why he quotes the Magid Mishnah, which says that nothing's going to take place till the second day. So what does it mean? It means that the Ravid learns that on the first day it's just a Dibur Ba'alma. And there's certainly nothing wrong with him saying that if tomorrow's Chol on the first day, because the Kal V'Chol on the first day, you could definitely say that, because it's not even a real Suffolk, but it's a Nig of Suffolk. But the problem is on the first day when he says that, he's not being mafresh, but the other way, on the first day where he says that if tomorrow's chol, if tomorrow's kodesh, and. That's right. That's the Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer, the Ravid is that on the second day he could serve two Kal V'Chomers. The second day he could certainly do it because this manas that's a niyug of suffer. It's not a real suffer. And Kal V'Chomer he could do that on the first day. In other words, because this manas on the first day his dibur is nothing, and the dibur is only going to become actualized on the second day. That's the Magen Mishnah. That's the way you have to understand the Ravid. That the Dibur on the Rambam and the Ravid at this point argue, the Rambam holds it has to be a real Suffolk Halos. You can't just make a Dibur Ba'alma and then tomorrow, in retrospect, say that the Dibur is going to become a Dibur. You see, that's the Ravid's verse. The Ravid says he certainly can do it on the first day because it's a Dibur Ba'alma. It's nothing. It's just a Dibur Ba'alma. So, in other words, the Kal V'Chomer is Madach. When it was a real Suffolk, you were allowed to do it. So, and it was a real Dibur. So Kal V'Chomer now, where it's not a real Dibur, because the Dibur is not going to take place, not going to be actualized until the second day. So that's what the Ravid is saying. So and that's where the Rambam, at this point, this is where Reb Chaim learned the Rambam disagrees with the Ravid, because they're recorded that the Ravid, it's actualized on the Dibur is hanging in the air like nothing. Next day, it becomes a reality. The Rambam didn't agree with that. But meantime, from the Ravid, you could see clearly, Reb Chaim is saying, that the whole problem in the Rambam is the first day. Which answers his point that it's a Suffolk and Chalos. Now it's going exactly the way Reb Chaim was saying until now. So he's going back. And he's saying, so you see from the Ravid that there's no problem with what we were. The problem we raised is not a problem. The problem we raised is from the Rambam, if we're going to say in the Rambam that the second day is a Vaday Nihug, so they're going to have a problem Beit Shinol is a Surbazah, because it's going to be 2 days and no Suffolk Halos. So you see from the Rambam, the Rambam is learning the Ravid that that's the problem of the Suffolk Halos. And the Ravid is asking on the Rambam, that why can't he just make the statement on the first day, which is nothing statement, and then the second day it's actualized. So now the mafreya will become a statement. That's the Rav's argument. So you see, so he says, so that shows you that the Ravid is learning in the Rambam like I'm learning, he's saying. Namely, that the second day is a Suffolk Halos, because that's the Ravid's question. Ravid's question is, the second day is a Niyug of Suffolk Halos, so what's the problem? You let him say it in the first day is nothing, but then the second day, the Tanai will be actualized. And certainly you can make a Tanai on the second day, because the second day is a Kal Vachomer, because it's not even a real Suffolk, it's only a Nietzsche Suffolk. So Kal Vachomer can do it. So there's two Kal Vachomers in the Ravid. That's one Kal Vachomer, and the other Kal Vachomer is, Kal Vachomer, you could do it when the Dibur is nothing. When the Dibur is nothing. That's the Ravid. So how does the Rambam answer the Ravid's question? We don't know. On the surface, it seemed Rambam didn't know from that idea that Lamafreya could be activated, Lamafreya. Okay? So Reb Chaim's learning at this point, that's Machlokes on Rav. But now Reb Chaim, now you see Reb Chaim goes further. Because and that's why his order is like this, because he wants to show you that he could really answer the Ravid's question without saying, without denying the Ravid's logic. Okay? And that's his final shot is that according to the Rambam, it's not a Suffolk and Chalos, but it's a Nihug Shel Suffolk B'Shnei Hayomim. So it's one Nihug Shel Suffolk which overlaps 2 days. But, he says, but the character of the Nihug is that each day is mutually exclusive of the other day. That's the character of the Nihug, because there's only one Yom Rishon. So therefore, the Nihug, it's not a Suffolk and Chalos. The Chalos is definitely there. Okay, because it's Sakonas Chachamim. There's no question. You don't get up in the morning and say, is today Yontif or not? There's no Suffolk and Chalos. There's a Vaday Din Rabbanan here. But the Vaday Din Rabbanan has a character to it. What's the character of it? It's a character of Suffolk. But what does the character of Suffolk mean? It means you can only construe one day with the exclusion of the other day. Because that's what the character of Suffolk is. That is the very Niyug. So on the first day you're saying the second day is not Yontif, and the Niyug of the second day is to the exclusion of the first day. So the character of the Niyug is mutually exclusive insofar as the Yom are concerned. So therefore, Beitz HaShenoldo Baza has to be Mataris Baza. So therefore, you can answer basically the Ravid's question, which is, why don't you say L'mafreya? Because the Ravid was learning as a Suffolk and Chalos, and a Suffolk and Chalos, the Midrabbanan would be good. That's the Niyug of Suffolk, is a Niyug Suffolk Chalos. But according to the Rambam, it's not a Niyug Suffolk of Chalos. It's simply a Niyug Suffolk in character. But it can't be a Niyug Suffolk Chalos, because according to the Rambam, you can't have a Suffolk Chalos when you know what it is. It's a Vaday. We need to look at the calendar, you know what it is. But the nature of the Niyug is Sveika Diyoma. What does that mean? That means one day to the exclusion of the other day. Okay? So if that's the case, if it's one day to the exclusion of the other day, so Beitz HaShenoldo Baza is going to be Mataris Baza. So basically he answered the Ravid's question. That's what Reb Chaim means. Zahar miyod lo chola din yontav al shneim biyachad. That's what it means. It can't be toface 2 days biyachad, because it's mutually exclusive. Okay? All right.